something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
I'm Alan Masters with my brother David. Two Masters brothers on the air talking about what's going on in the world today. You know what, David? I do believe that I'm taking things too far.
How far?
Well, I think I'm turning Amish. I do. Remember when I grew a beard, right?
Right.
And I shaved it off, and that was the beginning of it. And if you look at, you know, Bill Engvall says, there's your sign. I grew a beard. I stopped wearing deodorant. I bought a really nice tractor. I was thinking about buying a horse and buggy, but I am – the only reason why I don't think I'm going to be Amish is because I'm a car guy, and I still have to be able to drive cars. But I bought a tractor, and I've got this fascination with my new Kubota tractor. And I have some acres, and I'm thinking about – plowing my field and growing things that will grow in the snow. I don't know what that is, but I'll figure
it out. Well, I mean, there are some great wintertime crops. Among those would be, I think, broccoli, which is good for you.
Broccoli? Okay. That'll help me stay regular.
Yep.
But I just think the Amish have got it made. I've had my wife buy some new clothing at the Amish store. She looks quite nice, actually. And I didn't know we had
an Amish store here locally.
We do. Yeah, we live in Oregon, everybody. But I just feel like that, you know, the way the world is going, I think the Amish have it right. And so I'm thinking about moving to Indiana, actually, because there's a lot there. And so I don't know. I feel like that America needs to get back to its some of its roots, and the Amish have been here a long time.
On that note.
I think I'm turning Japanese or Amish.
You know, God forbid that Joe Biden gets elected. God forbid, because he has now been captured saying what he will do, and we're talking about now fossil fuels. He has lied repeatedly about what he's going to do about fracking and the things that he wants to do in regard to diminishing the oil industry and the coal industry in this country. But now he is talking about something very, very dark, and I think we should play the clip. Go ahead.
Third thing we have to do is we have to set certain guide rails down now. So between the years 2021 and 2030, it's irreversible the path we've set ourselves on. And one in which is doing away with any subsidies for fossil fuels, number one. Number two, holding them liable for what they have done, particularly in those cases where you're underserved neighborhoods and you know the deal. Okay. And by the way, when they don't, we deliberately put them in jail. That's what I'm not joking.
I didn't understand. But who is he putting in jail? What was it again?
He wants to put energy executives, fossil fuel executives, in jail for pollution.
Oh. He's just, you know what? He's turning Amish too. That's what's going on.
I don't know about that. I think because the Amish are usually good Christian people.
But he doesn't want fossil fuels because he doesn't want gasoline or diesel powered engines. He wants to be taken around. He's going to grow a little beard on his chin.
He's not talking about himself. He's talking about for the rest of us.
Yeah, but he's turning Amish. I'm telling you.
I think the Amish would be embarrassed by that idea. The other side of the equation, our great president exposes what Biden intends to do with energy workers' jobs. Listen.
Biden has promised to abolish the production of American oil, coal, shale, and natural gas, laying waste to the economies of Pennsylvania, Ohio, Texas, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Colorado, and New Mexico, destroying those states, absolutely destroying those states and others. Millions of jobs will be lost, and energy prices will soar. These same policies led to crippling power outages in California just last week. Everybody saw that. Tremendous power outage. Nobody's seen anything like it, but we saw that last week in California. How can Joe Biden claim to be an ally of the light when his own party can't even keep the lights on?
Boy, he's right. A friend of mine was in San Diego, And power was out, and he called me on a cell phone. He says, hey, if you try and call me on my house phone, which is a kind of a Amish thing at this point because people all have cell phones. But anyway, he says, our power's out. I said, what do you mean your power's out? He says, yeah, well, California. So it's weird, isn't it? I mean, this is bizarre what's going on.
You know, Neil Cavuto also captured something that Biden said. And the way he explains it is kind of strange. Clip 21, Cavuto, Biden oil remarks, an unforced error. Listen.
By the way, I have a transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh, I will transition. A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
All right. That's what they call an unforced error, folks. I don't know if that was his intention, but that sounds very familiar to me, the goof that Gerald Ford made in the 1976 debate with Jimmy Carter when he famously said Eastern Europe was not under any Soviet aggression or oversight. Gerald Ford lost the debate that night.
Okay, so that was during the debate, but he said, imagine now, he's saying again he's going to reduce fossil fuels because they pollute. And his whole thing, he said, oh no, AOC and others are not going to have any influence on him. The far left is not going to drag him over to their new Green Deal or Green New Deal or whatever the hell it is. And there he is during the last debate, saying that the fossil fuel industries pollutes. Now, pollution is an idea that, in a sense, doesn't really apply the way it did 15, 20, 30 years ago because of the way that they've been able to control the emissions and in the manufacturing process as well and in cars. Biden is a new Green Deal guy. That's what he is. And he's going to kill America if he gets elected. America will be murdered by new green politics.
You listen to this.
Ooh.
That's my beard growing, my little Amish beard. I shaved this morning. It's growing at a rapid rate. It's just like when I start thinking about what's happening in our country, it's like Popeye eating spinach. I'm turning into a whole entirely different human being. I think that farming is the way to go. Farming, people, let's all farm our own property. If you have a small yard in a, you know, like a just a little patch of grass, rip it out, plant something in there. You can plant broccoli, evidently, in the snow. So I think we're all going to be safe. You just eat broccoli.
Well,
and the neighbor's dog. The neighbor's dog. Because if you've already eaten your dog, go after the neighbor's dog.
Yeah, and one of the other things that emerged from the Tucker Carlson interview with Tony Bobulinski was the idea that the Chinese are also very much involved in trying to gain control over certain sectors of the energy production. And I do believe that the Biden crime family, Hunter Biden being simply a bag man, will try to curtail and destroy the natural energy that we have from fracking, coal, oil, and all the rest, natural gas. And you'll see the price of energy go up beyond anything you can imagine, which will force people into a New Deal acceptance, a new Green Deal.
Well, when President Carlson, you know, because I'm going to be Amish for a few years.
Yeah.
When President Carlson.
When you emerge from the field.
Yeah, because Tucker's going to be president after Trump, I'm pretty sure. when President Carlson gets in office, he's going to have enough evidence stacked up.
Yeah,
because, I mean, it's all the guy does is sit there and examine what's going on in our world today. But did you hear what happened, David? Tucker has some damning evidence that, of course, he was in Los Angeles doing the bobblehead Bobulinski interview and molding his head for the bobblehead toys that I'm selling. Thank you, Tucker. And but what happened was somebody dropped off this damning evidence and he says, you know, overnight it to me, FedEx or UPS or one of the overnight, because he didn't name them because I have a feeling that they truly did try to find the stuff that was missing. They said the package is here, but it's opened and there's nothing in it. And he says he's very disturbed. The big FedEx type company, I don't know who it is, you know, because he didn't say, they said they are completely, evidently they did a massive search for it, gone. This is espionage kind of stuff, people. This is really serious stuff when you steal a news guy's stuff. I mean, you know, they're watching this particular guy, future President Carlson, because I would think he'd make a great president. Anyway, we have the audio that, of course, we wanted to play it, but it came up missing. This is a true story.
It
came up missing.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. All right, a fun show in store today. I'm sure the Amish people are going to be mad at me, but I'm really considering being Amish, because I don't know what's going to be left of the world after next week anyway. So who needs cars? You're not going to be able to get gasoline or oil to run them on if Biden wins, God forbid. All right, I'm Alan Masters with my brother David. I really think I'm turning Amish. We'll talk about that another day, another time. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
At FHU.com, you can read a collection of articles by Roy Masters, myself, David Masters, and others with a focus on faith, meditation, healing, fears, and stress, and helping you take charge of your own life. Currently on FHU.com, Mass Hypnosis and Mind Control by me, David Masters. It starts this way. In our modern world, manipulators make use of what is known as priming. The mainstream media, sophisticated communicators, and various forms of communication can influence your attitude as well as your overt behavior without you ever knowing it. Researchers and social scientists understand that once a person's attitude is accessible to suggestion, otherwise known as hypnosis, at that moment, your attitude can be used as a guide to some form of action. Anyone that wants to guide your actions and attitudes intentionally or unconsciously uses subtle influences to form and direct your behavior. To understand priming mechanisms, let's examine some of the research findings. That's available on FHU.com right now. Also by me, David Masters, Delicious Delusion. I recently had the opportunity to spend time with a family member on my wife's side of the family. I will call that person Member X, that makes a living from working in the food industry. Member X is very skilled at preparing food and has been for decades. Member X is obese and has heart issues that can be deadly. Member X knows that the very food that is so much the focus of life and livelihood is also what will be the cause of death. It seems like a paradox. And this brings me to the point of my observation. Food is hypnotic above all other temptations, more than sex, money, and power, because food is a unique power to delude or cloud consciousness and hide anger, judgment, if not all the unhealthy, inhuman qualities, and most dangerously, suppress self-awareness. That's available on FHU.com right now.
Listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, the riots actually, I believe, accidentally began a week early. Somebody got, you know, they got the calendar and they looked at it and they screwed up and they started the riots a week early on the East Coast. And
talking about the man who was lunging at police with a knife in Philadelphia on Monday night, who was shot because he wouldn't throw down his knife and stop chasing the police with it. Is that the one you're talking about?
But they weren't supposed to riot over that. They were supposed to riot over the elections, and they were like, they're so tightly wound that they went bang, and they couldn't wait to get out and riot. Wait a minute. Halloween is here. We can't go out and trick or treat. We can go out and riot. But we can't go out and trick or treat. So
that's a good point.
The kids are all wound up right now. Candy! You're going to see kids attacking the 7-Elevens. Yeah. Get candy! Candy! Yeah, soda pop!
Probably not. But, you know, here's the thing. I think it was opportunistic. I think there are a lot of people who are waiting in the wings for the opportunity to jump in to a store and grab as much as they can. There were a number of stores that were vandalized and looted. And I have a clip of a newsman who was jumped by BLM rioters while they were looting. Listen to this.
So as you can see, it's kind of hard for me to talk right now because I got jumped inside of a Five Below that's currently being ransacked and completely looted. And you see to my left right here, this is an I Encounter store. We have an amazing nail spa. And also right over here, there's a Walmart that's been completely gutted. We are here across the river in Philadelphia, right by Chick-fil-A. What happened was, is I just went into the Five Below to just see what was going on with some of the looting, and I was jumped by the Black Lives Matter protesters, who immediately started punching and kicking me. One of them punched me directly right in the lip. I had to go to the hospital, I think, to get stitches. And this was just absolutely painful. But this is what's happening in the current state over the killing of Walter Wallace Jr. the other night.
Well, Philadelphia
the
is a mess.
Opportunistic
right now.
Looting. Oh, my gosh. The city of brotherly love, not so much.
Well, and our producer, Phil, was just telling us about what happened yesterday in D.C. Evidently, the cops were chasing a guy on a moped for doing something wrong. He was not wearing a helmet. He was driving on the sidewalks. All this crazy stuff was happening. He turned and went down an alley, and he got hit by a car and died because he was running from the police on his moped. Listen, this stuff happens all the time. If you can't do the time, don't do the crime. And sometimes your time is up. So, but for them to riot that over that is crazy. That's in D.C.
But they blame the police because the police were trying to get him off the sidewalk.
Right, of course.
That's
so,
what happened.
Know,
and,
listen,
of course,
stupid should hurt. And I'll say it again. Stupid should hurt. And in his case, it hurt a lot. And that's
unfortunate. I don't know if it's stupid anymore. I think stupid is the improper word for when a person disregards, disobeys, ignores the rules, which is, by the way, what the left is always screaming about. With Amy Coney Barrett, the left is saying that they broke all the rules. Well, what rules did they break, okay? They had the right to do it, otherwise it wouldn't have happened. But they're always complaining about breaking the rules. Well, let's just talk about people that break rules without regard for consequence. That's what we're looking at.
Think about this. This is the Supreme Court. It's like Pat Kelly said on Wednesday. He said, the Supreme Court doesn't make laws. They enforce the laws according to the Constitution. So here we have a bunch of scholars, literally people that are supposed to be in the know, and they know what they can and cannot do. That's what the Supreme Court is. And all of the people in our government also, they know that what just happened with Amy Coney Barrett was 100% within the law to replace a person. Timing doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it was Christmas Day. It doesn't matter if whatever day it is, you know, you name a day from any whatever walk of life, holiday, those things don't matter. It doesn't matter what the previous person, you know, on her dying breath that really nobody heard, you know, I mean, who cares about it? It's all based on constitutional law.
But
period.
Even Ruth Bader Ginsburg agrees with that, or she did.
I know. And we have that on tape, but we don't have the dying breath because it would have been like this.
No. And the moths flew out.
Yeah. That would have been it. That would have, one little wheeze and she was done. There was nothing on that dying breath that would have mattered. And even if she said something amazingly profound, I'm sorry, that was her last breath. And it has nothing to do with what the Constitution says at that moment. Even if she said, you know, what they say she said, it just doesn't matter. What matters is, what does the Constitution call for? And the scholars looked at it, all of them, and then they say it's a travesty and it's this, that, and the other because of an election. The reason why is because it doesn't fit their narrative, period.
Well, but their narrative, again, I want to go back to what I said yesterday about the Borg. The Borg is a hive mind, okay? And in a sense, if you think about it, the Borg doesn't have a narrative. The Borg has one prime directive, and that is to assimilate everything they come in contact with.
But I mean, where did you get that clip from yesterday with the Borg? What was that from?
That is actually a compilation, and you should see it. It's amazing. From about 20 years ago, a British guy, it breaks it down and explains what the Borg is. It's about a 20-minute long video
on
YouTube.
And this is from Star Trek.
That's from Star Trek. And I always liked the idea.
What the Borg was in relation to the television show.
That's right.
Right?
Or
the movie,
see it.
I guess.
You should see it. Just look, compilation of what the Borg is. But my point is that when they talk about the hive mind, the queen is the only individual, and the queen of the hive mind, she telepathically transmits orders to the entire hive. So the queen is the master cylinder, in a manner of speaking. The queen's mind is their mind. They all share the same mind. And you look at the news media, and you look at the transhumanist movement, people who are, by the way, in big tech.
Right.
Think about it.
No, I know.
One of the main people of Google is a transhumanist. Elon Musk believes in transhumanism. That's why he's putting a computer chip in his own head. The Borg mind is part of a future reality that the leftists want to integrate everybody into.
Yeah.
So there is no agenda, is my main point. There's no agenda. There's no a narrative. They all think the same thoughts at the same time. That's why when you catch them doing the repeat talking points, you think to yourself, how is that so possible that they all say the same exact thing?
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre. You watch those clips where they're all using the exact same rhetoric, the same words.
The same words,
exactly. The same keywords. Yeah.
Bizarre.
All right. Well, it is bizarre. But, you know, one of our listeners, Dennis, who sent me a note about how Trump repeats himself every now and then, and he made a good point. He says when he repeats himself, you know, it's beautiful. It's really beautiful. It's wonderful. It's really wonderful. It's like he's hammering that thought into your head.
Yeah. Yes, he
because
is.
Because there is no way to guard your mind from the Trump words. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death.
Du, meine Arbeit für Richtigkeit, ob du glaubst.
And the needless terror because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in 1,000 different ways.
Dass ich fleißig gewesen bin, dass ich gearbeitet habe.
Which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard.
Dass ich mich in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe. Dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes.
One selfish son of a bitch, one real-life Major French, attacking the only hope we have.
Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab, wenn ja...
The science.
Erde den unteren Zeichen wieder siegen.
Donald Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders, death penalty for each count.
Und tritt für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
The scariest part about that clip right there was the massive crowd that is supporting Hitler. I mean, Obermann. I mean, Hitler. The massive crowd. And you know what's funny is a lot of my friends that I would call, you know, social media friends, because I realize that they really aren't my friends. They're
just call them the Borg. That's what they are.
Yeah, a lot of the Borg friends.
Yes, Borg friends. I like that.
They see the huge crowds that are following Trump, that are, you know, going to these rallies as the type of people that were, you know, cheering in the background with Hitler. And I think to myself, it's so strange how we can be so diametrically opposed in the way we think, me and my so-called Borg friends. That's a good one now. I have to remember that. And it's sad. You know, like I said, a friend of mine called me the other day. A guy lives in Baltimore. He loves me. He loves what I stand for and how I've raised my children and the rest. And we've had many, many talks over the last, I'm going to say, 15 years. We've become friends. But he says, you know what? He goes, nothing you're going to say is going to change my mind. And I said, au contraire, my friend.
Oh,
I said, yeah. I've already changed you. That's why you're calling me. You didn't unfriend me. You're calling me because you want me to tell you you're wrong again. I said, but you want me to tell you you're wrong and not hate you for being wrong.
Yeah.
I don't hate you. I said, you need to know that the way I live my life and what you respect and love about me is how you should be living your life. And you know that you don't. You know, and we had this wonderful conversation, and he says, I know you're right.
I've got a metaphor for you, though, and that is, if a person says, I love Jesus, but I don't believe he's God's son, it's exactly the same thing. What's the point of embracing Jesus without realizing who he really is? That's just a food for thought for you there, Alan.
Yeah.
But, you know, speaking of Joe Biden and the board, guess what?
What?
Joe Biden addresses a record crowd in Atlanta of how many people, Alan?
I looked like from the ones with all the little circles. They were that was actually a crop circle. You know how people go and they do Tupperware parties? Yeah. He was doing a crop circle party.
Okay.
This is how you do the crop circles.
So with us watching tens of thousands of people show up to Trump rallies, Joe Biden addresses a record crowd of 771 people in 365 cars in Atlanta.
Wow.
That is a record crowd for Biden.
That's a record crowd. That's seven. But listen, so the other day I posted again on social media. I don't know why I waste my time. It's kind of a little silly hobby. It's fun. And then my friend says, you know, he says, you like to throw hand grenades out and then not comment on them. I said, no, that's your job to comment. Mm. I said, again, it's my job to influence and it's your job to comment. I'm the influencer. Anyway, they hate that about me. But I don't know where I was going with that. Anyway, I put a post up the other day, and it was of what's his name? What's that guy's name? Oh yeah, Obama. See, he's like forgotten already.
Oh, I've got. Wait, that's what I wanted to play right now. Actually,
well, David, there was six or seven people, right? And and he's got a loudspeaker. You know,
oh yeah,
bullhorn,
I saw that. Right.
Right. And he's like six or seven people, and he's standing there, you know.
You know.
And so my friend. I said, wowzer, like one word, and you know, listen to him talk. But the funny part it was that he had a bullhorn talking to six. Well, he could have just talked to them and they could hear him because they were right in front of him. And my friend.
Wait. He had a Borghorn, but it wasn't
reaching anybody. A Borghorn. That's right. Yeah. Right. It's exactly right. Everything's the Borg. But David, you know, my friend who's a Microsoft employee.
Yeah.
Again, my Borg friend. He says, at least he's not being a super spreader.
Oh, BS.
And I thought to myself, oh, that is so funny. It's just really, honestly, think about
well,
that. This
okay.
is the previous president
but
of the
wait
United
a minute.
States. He's had
yeah.
six or seven peoples all that showed up. Anyway, go ahead.
And by the way, he is a super spreader, but of lies. And in clip 14.
You're talking about Obama. Go ahead.
Yeah. In clip 14, Obama defends the BLM protesters. Listen to this.
But Joe and Kamala, they care deeply about people and they care about our democracy. They understand the protest isn't un-American. This country was founded on protesting against injustice. We've seen Americans of all races joining together to declare in the face of injustice and brutality at the hands of the state that Black lives matter, no more but no less. So that no child in this country should feel the continuing sting of racism. We can't abandon all those young people who are out on the streets who inspired us. We got to channel their activism into action. We can't just dream for a better future. We got to fight for a better future.
You know, this guy is actually a Joe Biden type. He's I want to call him Barack Borgbama because... Seriously, how did he ever become the leader of the free
Barack
world?
No, it's Barack Oborgma, David.
Oh, got it. Barack Oborgma. I like that.
We should just call him that. But he says, people of all races joining together to take down the doors at the Walmart to get new tennis shoes and television. One guy actually, I saw it on Fox News, had a cart and he was wheeling out a washing machine or a dryer or something.
No.
Yeah, and he went right behind the camera as one of the Fox reporters was reporting, and he had a bulletproof vest on, which I thought was awesome. The reporter did. And he goes, look at this. And the guy kind of thought, uh-oh, I'm on television. And he kind of like turned the camera away from me. It's like, people, like, I really? Do you need a new washer that bad? What happened to the old days when you washed your clothes in the sink and you hung them out on a line to dry? Do you have to compromise your very soul for a new washing machine? Is it really worth it? And I got to tell you something. The other day I said, you know, these videos of Hunter Biden with inappropriately having sex or whatever were out there. You know, they've played them all around the world. I mean, Australia and China, and they're playing these pornos. And who was it? The guy from Dilbert was talking about it. And he said he watched it. And I said, don't watch it, America. Don't lower yourself to watch the pornography, to watch what is really unclean because it's with a minor. And but the curiosity, right? So I'm sitting in my living room the other day waiting for my wife to do something. This was, it was last night, actually. I'm thinking about it. And something said, go check it out, right? And I was like, who the hell is that?
Oh, you know.
It was Larry. And I'm like, Larry, how did you get in here? I said, go back to David now.
Have to get in.
It was the Borg, the Larry. You know what? We finally figured out Larry's last name, Larry Borg, right?
Hey, anyway. You know, and I've got another use for that word, by the way, and it's a little bit crass, but, you know, those people who watch that, they must have had a Borgasm.
Oh, that's bad. That is bad. That is really bad. But I got to
say, it is bad. But those are, listen, I didn't watch it. I wouldn't watch it.
Right.
But the people who would watch it, maybe they are having some kind of an integrated experience. And that's the whole purpose of it, is get those people to assimilate. That's
right.
The key word.
It's, again, linked into a hive mind. And
yes.
Even a good person, like I think this guy that did Delbert, Scott Adams, I think his name, or Anderson, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Scott Adams, thank you, Phil, just corrected me in my ear. Anyway, I think that he made a mistake by watching it and telling people. He says, I've never watched porn. He never watched porn, yet his curiosity, and what did curiosity do? Where's that cat? Where is it? Oh, it killed the cat. There ain't no cat.
Yep. Do you remember the cat that we had? You were maybe too young, but we had a cat.
With seven toes.
A Siamese cat. Maybe it was that one that got its head stuck in a drain pipe because it was curious and it died. It couldn't get out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I remember that. Yep. But that's it. Don't let the curiosity get the best of you, people. You have to protect your mind, guard your mind.
Yes.
You have to deny yourself these strange impulses.
Yep.
And honestly, how do you do that? Well, it's perfect time. I got to just take a moment. Go to our website, FHU.com, and listen to the meditation exercise that will help you to guard your mind. It's called Be Still and Know. It's a 7-minute meditation exercise. We use it for the military. It's endorsed by all forms of the military and Patriot Outreach, patriotoutreach.org. If you want to check out that version of it, it's the same thing either way. But you have to guard your mind from your own mind, the curiosity, the little Larry voice, Larry the Borg, will start talking to you. Go check it out. There's nobody watching. You know, it's like, yeah, exactly. It's no matter who you are, the devil is always there waiting to take you down the primrose path. He wants to link you into that hive mind
that
we've been talking about.
Speaking of that, we've got a okay. Well, when we come back, I'm going to play a clip from one of those people who has tried but failed to influence people over many, many decades. And it's amazing, by the way, what plastic surgery, Botox, and silicone can do for a face and a body. It's amazing. I'm telling you right now, even though I will not use it at all myself.
Okay.
But other people will, and that's part of that Borg mind. It's weird. People, and you look at their lip, they freeze their face. They freeze parts of their body to keep it from aging any further. It is weird. I'm telling you, I think it's weird. We'll talk about it when we come back.
All right. And just so you know, David was going to play a clip, and our producer, Phil, says into his ear 1 minute, and he's like, oh, shoot. So if you're wondering what's going on, behind the scenes, we have our own little Borg mind going. His name is Phil. Thank you, Phil, for all your hard work. Doing a radio show 2 hours a day, you have to have professionals in the background.
Oh, yeah.
They're the ones that are holding us up. You're listening to Perilous World Radio. And we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Cure Stress by Roy Masters, subtitled How Your Mind Will Make You Well. This book teaches you how to resolve your fear, anger, and guilt, and discover your true identity. Most of us are the sum total of our experiences. Another way of saying this is that we are bothered, burdened, and sometimes disabled by our past. Unless we learn to respond correctly in the present moment, the present merely becomes an extension of the past that we are already trying to leave behind. In the book Cure Stress, Roy Masters teaches the Cure Stress exercise, which enables the user to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Based on Judeo-Christian roots, the exercise will help you back to your center of dignity and understanding and show you how to remain sane, poised, and tranquil under the most severe trials and tribulations. The name of the book is Cure Stress by Roy Masters, available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call to order 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Also available at FHU.com, an article called Opposing Forces by me, David Masters. Stress and peace are quintessential opposing spiritual components of life, the yin to the yang. Living the gift of the present means learning to find your center, being objective, and having the strength to carry through no matter how painful or challenging that situation is. Being present means no outcome-based thinking, not letting anything that you want or any person or pressure determine what your principles will be or where your moral compass will point. The word stress in the human sense is almost always associated with loss and suffering. Available at FHU.com right now, along with many, many other articles. That's FHU.com, 24/7. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, you're listening to Perilous World Radio. I'm Alan Masters with my brother David. Our website, you can check out kind of who we are, what we do, where we're from, and all the rest, because our dad's been doing this show close to 56 years and has finally retired at 92 years old. And David and I picked it up and took it over as of January. Gave it a name change. It went from kind of a name change because one day we were thinking, what a perilous world. That's got to be the name of the show. It was for all these years, it was called Advice Line with Roy Masters. And so nowadays it's Perilous World Radio because you think we've got a perilous world going on outside. And then you know what? After the election, if the world smooths out, maybe we'll go back to Advice Line. I don't know. That's the ebb and flow of the radio world that we're in. And we take advantage of it, being able to talk about and try and bring some sanity to the insanity that's going on in this world. Because otherwise, I mean, honestly, I watch my friends that are just, you know, workaday Joe and workaday Jill. They go through their lives and they're starting to scratch their head and say, what the hell is going on?
You think the world's going to get better, Alan? You really think the world's going to get
better? Honestly, David, I do. I do. I'll tell you why.
Not going to happen.
Because, you know, listen, I do believe it is. That's funny because we are completely opposed in our opinions.
Look at geopolitics. The Chinese, you think the Chinese are going to go, oh, you know what? We lost.
Hold on.
You think the Russians are going to go, oh, we lost.
If Trump wins. It's my turn. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to get worse.
All right. Well, then that's unfortunate for you. I live each day because I know that God knows what's going to happen. And if I didn't know that God already knew the outcome, and I would live in fear. But I don't live in fear because God knows what the outcome is. And it's so much easier to just take a step back and say, all right, I see that he put this guy, this guy that's like a human trumpet, and his name's Trump. He's like a human horn blower. And he's blowing the horn of something different in the world today. It's like he's not the same old politician. He hates politics. But he's having to go in there and clean up this horrible swamp. And I think to myself, thank God, hopefully we'll be able to see with my eyes where our country will be returned to its values that it was built on. And the whole world will be forced to react. Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. It'll change the whole world. It will.
No, it won't.
I'm not saying the whole world is going to be better because of it, but at least our country will be better, and the ripple effect will, go out to the whole world.
Let's go back to the story of Zulu.
What do you guys think out there? Send us your opinion. Do you think the world is going to be better after these next few years, hopefully, God willing, this in my personal opinion, that Trump will be in and he will continue doing what he's doing.
It's going to get worse. They're going to try to destroy him even more once he becomes president.
I'm not saying they won't try to destroy him. I believe that the ripple effect of Donald J. Trump is going to be historical.
I love your optimism, but I do believe that.
What do you guys think? David or Alan? David, either one of us or both. David or Alan, A-L-A-N, @FHU.com. But go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, look, the fact is that they will be even more threatened by another Trump victory. They will be more desperate, and desperate people do desperate things. And I'm going to tell you right now, with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden having been exposed for the cockroaches that they truly are, their base of power is eroding in this country. Now, the left, the liberal left in this country, the Adam Schiffs and the Chuck Schumers and the Nancy Pelosi's, you know, there was a what movie was it? I think it was The Little Mermaid, when one of the creatures turned into this big dragon, you know, as a final show of force. I believe that we're going to see the big dragon rise up and show its ugly head. I don't know what we'll do about it. We are the most powerful country in the world. We may end up in a, you know, another war, another major world war. I don't think it's going to get better. And I don't, and, you know, I mean, God is in charge. He's in charge of you know, our souls. But in this world, remember that who was the prince of the air? Isn't it Satan? Isn't it Beelzebub?
That's a Lord of the Flies. Yeah.
So the prince of the air in this world does have the influence over the Borg, the hive mind. So, yes. And so on that note, I want to play a 74-year-old woman whose name is Cher. Cher. I don't know why you'd name yourself after a piece of furniture.
Are you sure it's not Cher? Sonny and Cher?
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I thought it was Cher.
Oh, jeez. You're so weird. You are truly a weird man. No wonder you think the world is going to end.
74 years old, and she has a porcelain face, which is pretty amazing. But so Cher is a Biden supporter. She's a hive mind person, and you just have to hear what she has to say. I don't understand how they think the way they do, but go ahead.
You cannot build anything unless you build it on the truth. And I believe that that's one of Joe's great, great attributes, is he is honest, he is truthful, he knows what he's doing, he's smart. I mean, he's not going to come in with no one. He's coming in with the best people, and they're ready to work, and they're ready to try and change this, what this man in the White House has done. He is ripping the guts out of America.
Smart, you know, honest, and truthful. Those are not three words I use for Joe Biden.
You can't build anything unless it's built on truth. Come on. I mean, plausible deniability, Chair.
Yeah, David. But think about this. I'll just say it. When Trump wins, and Biden is found out more so than he's already found out. You know, the people that are the Borg sleepers, they're in the Borg sleep. They don't hear any of the true truth. They have their own truth, their own truth language. Once they realize, you mean, yes, we're going to have to prosecute him for doing the evil things that he's done to our country. What is this person going to say? What is the chair going to say? You know? I mean, honestly.
Oh, the chair's going to say that he's a victim. Of a right-wing conspiracy.
Oh, well, of course.
And it's all Russian collusion.
No, I think they're going to say. David, I think they're going to wake up. They're going to all of a sudden.
No, they're not.
Go,
they're going to go deeper into their psychosis.
I don't. I honestly. I
they
pray,
can't. They
I
can't
pray
wake
you're
up.
Wrong. I pray
they
you're wrong.
Their whole lives
Take
in
a break.
It.
I pray
it
you're
being wrong.
I pray you're wrong. Be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
This is a public service announcement. All Borg Hive members, please report to your station. Borg Hive members, people that have bought into the Borg, that they're given up their rights and that want to just be all linked to one hive mind, report to your station. What does that mean? Well, if you're part of the Borg, you know, but it's time to report in. David, you need to tell the people what the Borg is. We need to play that again. That was just too good.
Okay. Well, and again, this is a short explanation from a British TV commentator on what the Borg are. And if you listen closely, you will identify many attributes of the left in around the world, no matter what. If you look at the Chinese, by the way, the Chinese communists have perfected Borgism. Because look at how de-individualized the Chinese people are as a result of the coercion and the horror that they live. And in this country, we've done it voluntarily. The people who are on the left have voluntarily bought into this de-individualization. They don't even want to think for themselves. They that's want right. somebody else to do their thinking for them. So,
well, that's why I try to be fair and balanced, and I did a public service announcement for the Borg Hive. Because it's the election is coming up, and they need to report in. It's a public service announcement. I'm just trying to be
valuable. And yeah. Here is what you can expect if you would like to become a Borg. It doesn't take anything. Just surrender your soul.
We're not trying to tell you which way to go. This is your choice.
No, same absolutely. With the election. It's your choice.
Same
to
with
be
the election. You vote for who you want to, but if you're voting for the left, then it's time to report in because things are happening.
Yeah. So here is the explanation. It's only a small part of it. There's a lot more, but listen to this. Listen carefully.
The Borg are essentially a pseudo-species of cybernetic beings from the Delta Quadrant. Within the Borg Collective, no single individual truly existed, with the exception of the Queen, as all Borg were linked into a hive mind. Their ultimate goal was the attainment of perfection through forcible assimilation of diverse sentient species, technologies, and knowledge. As a result of this, the Borg were among the most powerful and feared entities in the galaxy, without really being a true species at all. The physiology of each Borg drone varied according to the species from which it was assimilated. Given this, the drones were typically humanoid, although the collective did demonstrate a willingness to assimilate non-humanoid life forms. Upon assimilation, a drone would cease to grow hair and would begin to develop a grayish discoloration of the skin as a result of the inorganic implants. These cybernetic implants were either surgically attached to the body or grown internally by nanoprobes injected into the bloodstream. The nature of these implants varied from drone to drone, depending on their intended function. However, the basic nodes of interlink for communication and their myoneural cortical arrays that were used to control their movements were all the same.
If your hair is falling out, I hate this for the people that are losing their hair, but and your skin is becoming gray, then it's time to check into the Borg Collective because it'll be time for you to make your vote, cast your vote. And we know what you look like. We see you. Matter of fact, if you want to know what that looks like, it's a guy called Joe Biden. It looks just like him. Yeah, hair falling out, skin graying, can't remember a damn thing. I mean, until, of course, he taps into the Borg Collective, the hive mind, where the Queen Kamala, did I say that? Oh, shoot. Where the Queen is there to, of course, think for him and you. Yeah. And that's from television. Amazing how real this is becoming when Star Trek was light years ahead. Even, way back then it was interesting. It's even more interesting today as it's coming to life.
You know, I really suggest that everyone go up and just Google or go to YouTube and look for what are the Borg or the explanation of what the Borg are. Because it is transhumanism, and it started, and the transhumanist movement started many decades ago. Kurzweil, who is one of the originals from Google, is a transhumanist. Elon Musk is a transhumanist. They want to put chips in their heads. They want to transition beyond human. And if you heard that explanation, they want to create perfection by integrating technology and other species so that human is not good enough for the Borg, right? Human is only a step towards something more. And the way they do that is through artificial intelligence and other things. And so I just think that it's important. I can't believe, actually, that they retired the Borg from the Star Trek series, many of them. And, you know, it's interesting to note that the Star Trek series is one of the longest-running series in history of any kind of television. Because there were so many interesting storylines that could be extracted from these futuristic scenarios. And, Alan, earlier we were talking about how you think it's going to get better if Trump is elected. I think it's going to get exponentially worse. I think the dominoes of destruction will fall more completely, more rapidly than we've ever seen them fall before. Because here's the problem.
Hold on. Let me make a comment. I think to make an omelet, you got to break a few eggs. And that's what we're experiencing right now. Okay? But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if you think about it, the desperation that we've seen on the left, starting before President Trump was elected, the Steele dossier, the Hillary Clintons that were involved, the entire Borg left that was involved in trying to destroy the president before he ever got into office, that machinery was in place. That machinery now has been enlarged. And in spite of the people like Tony Bobulinski, who has come out and made it clear that Biden has lied, and everybody that understands any sense of reality knows that Biden is a liar, and his supporters are all caught in a web of lies. And by the way, we said, I think it was yesterday, it came out that the headlines are that Joe Biden corruption trends on Google, but Google whitewashes autocomplete suggestions.
Right. All right, let me read something to you, because this is very relative. Mm-hmm. Yep. I just got this, okay? It says, "Hi, Alan. Right now, the Senate Commerce Committee is grilling big tech executives from Google, Twitter, and Facebook. Grandstanding before a highly contentious election, the Republicans are alleging that the platforms are biased against Trump and conservatives, but nothing could be farther from the truth." Now, you're not going to believe where this came from, all right? "Actually, many reports and studies have found that Facebook, for example, prioritizes right-wing content and suppresses progressive and mainstream news outlets in your newsfeed." Now, of course, that's a bunch of garbage, but "the amplification of right-wing disinformation and hate on Facebook adversely impacts people of color and is why organizations like Color of Change have led a boycott against the platforms." This is so bizarre. I'm going to tell you what I think about this. It says, "We stand with these groups in calling for real reform to the Communications Decency Act, Section 230, which is a blanket liability shield for social media companies. You can take action now to stop the conservative spin. Please click the link below to spread the word with an easy, ready-made tweet and Facebook post." And then it says, "Take action now." It says, "In solidarity," are you ready for this?
Yeah.
"Executive Director of American Family Voices."
Sure.
Right? Yeah, now, here's what's going on.
Commie organization.
This is what, I think it was Karl Marx. Hold on, I saved a picture. Karl Marx said something that was very, very similar to this. Here it is. It says, "Accuse your enemy of what you are doing as you are doing it to create confusion." Yes, Karl Marx, the father of communism. So they are literally accusing the right of what they are doing while they're doing it. And it's to create confusion. And they do it under the name of American Family Voices.
Yep.
Now, is that not confusing? Even as I say it, I think to myself, yeah, it's confusing. But this is the world we live in. It is literally mind warfare. It's a battle for the hearts and minds of men and women of America. Be careful. You must be a clear thinking individual. How are you going to get there? That's the question. How are you going to get clarity? Be calm, be still and know. That's the meditation exercise we tell the world about. Be still and know. You can find it at FHU.com. We've been teaching, and our father has been teaching this for over 50 years. Roy Masters, his book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. He wrote it in 1963.
The Hypnotic States of Americans.
Yes, is one of his latest book, The Hypnotic States of Americans. Yikes. It's all coming true. Everything
when we come back,
prophesied.
I will tell you the date that the Borg was introduced to the world.
Yes, the Borg Collective. It's Perilous World Radio. I'll be right back.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had. And you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial. But I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at FHU.com and download Be Still and Know, FHU.com.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know, on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know, at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227. Now you can release the binds that tie you. Be Still and Know, on the Foundation's website, FHU.com.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, if you're interested in understanding what we're talking about, it is very instructive for you to understand who the Borg are. And if you will go to YouTube, you can Google Star Trek, The History of the Borg Timeline, and it explains to you where the Borg originated and what the Borg actually are. We played a little bit of a clip of it. But the Borg were actually introduced to the world on May 8th, 1989, in the Star Trek Next Generation episode called Q Who? Question mark. Now, I'm reminded of Q. Q was an all-knowing sort of, was a super kind of being who decided to hang out with the crew of the Star Trek Enterprise and others. And I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute, QAnon. Q from Star Trek, QAnon, very similar because Q is a mysterious figure. You know what I'm talking about, Alan? QAnon?
Yeah.
But anyway, May 8th, 1989. Now, this is when we started to see the potential of the transhumanism. And it's also interesting to note, Phil, that it is possible in a reveal on one of the Star Trek episodes that the Romulans were actually responsible for the creation of the Borg Collective. If you're not a Star Trek fan, as me and Phil and Alan sometimes is.
No, I am. You owe it to yourself. I'm just not a nerd the way you guys are.
Oh, a nerd, a nerd. A nerd is a, it's almost like a label of nobility these days. But anyway.
I didn't say it in a negative way.
I do want to play one of the great leaders of our movement. And he's an inadvertent leader. He didn't try to be a leader. He's just who he is, Rush Limbaugh. And he's talking about how in this critical time in our lives, we do not have a choice. Listen.
We don't have a choice in this election. It's got to be Donald Trump. We're not going to have the kind of country everybody thinks we're going to have. This is not the old Republicans versus Democrats where we all have the same objectives, just different philosophies on how to get there. They do not have those objectives anymore. Their purpose is to erase the Constitution, start over, rewriting it, eliminating the concept of the citizen has rights which prevail over government. It's serious and it's scary. And we don't have a choice. You have to get out there and vote Trump.
Yeah, I don't disagree with him at all. I mean, I think that it's important that the idea is if, what do they say? A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. If we just say vote this way or vote that way, I don't think is nearly as powerful as we try to expose why you don't want to vote for the evil side and why you want to vote for the good side, if you know what I'm saying. I mean, good versus evil. It's the old story about the, you know, the two wolves that were fighting, and the little boy says to his grandfather, you know, grandfather, two wolves fighting. And the grandfather says, yes, that's the same battle that goes on inside the hearts of men. Good versus evil. And he says, which one wins, grandfather? The one you feed. So we have to make sure that we feed people's souls with some common sense, some understanding, some clarity of what is going on. And I think that's what this show is about lately, is like, okay, here is a good man. Here is a not so good man. Which one do you want to vote for? Here is a man that will support what your values are in life.
Here's the thing.
Here is a man that wants to enable all the people to do whatever the hell they want, and they're doing it in Philadelphia and all over the country right now, rioting and stealing and raping and pillaging.
Let me tell you something. It's not so evident. It's not so cut and dry. It's not black and white. It reminds me of the conversation, quick conversation I had when I was walking over the weekend. And I came across a Republican sign on a lawn. The guy came out to grab his newspaper, and I said, are we going to win this? And the guy says, yeah, we are. And I says, this is the party. He goes, oh, no, I'm only voting for this guy. So there are people who are conflicted, and I believe that this is a – there is a share of people out there. Maybe it's a good portion. Maybe it's maybe 25 or 35% of those people who are part of the Borg who are no longer – may be comfortable with that. And because we see the riots, the flames, the looting, the violence, and they think to themselves, is this what I want to be a part of? Because that goes along, the BLM mentality is what goes along with the Borg of the left, the lack of individuality. And the Borg of the left, they look at that and they think of that in some strange way as progress. They think of that as an evolution. And as Barack Oborga said, Barack Obama, Oborga Barama, he said that he's protesting, but this is not protesting. Looting, rioting, burning is not protesting. But he says it's part of the American way. This is what Rush Limbaugh is talking about. He says this is not the America of the old line Republicans and Democrats. We don't have the same interests. We are divided ideologically. But also, I want to say, which he didn't say, which Rush didn't say, we are divided spiritually.
Yeah, no question about that. No question about that. And that, again, is why we have to try and create some contrast between the good and the evil in this world. And it ain't easy, I got to tell you. It ain't easy. But then again, it is easy. But to articulate it and to bring it to the surface to where you can help people to change their minds, that's the part that's not easy. Changing a person's mind is not easy.
Well,
there is an awakening that must happen. And I don't think it's going to happen in one show or five shows. It's really a person has to have a yearning inside their heart to begin with. And that they have to have that questioning inside of their heart to begin with that, you know, I know that my life is flawed. I know that I'm a sinner or whatever you want to call it, but I don't know the way. A lot of people just don't know the way. So yeah. That's why I think we try and, you know, have a little fun on this show and talk about life, because we also have to live life and interact with each other and not just, you know, kill each other just because we disagree. We've got right. to disagree, be a disagreeable, but
okay.
not with a conk over the head with a baseball bat.
So we have in our society built-in warning systems, such as when I was a kid, I remember anywhere you were, and I grew up in Houston, Texas when I was very young, I remember that there was a...
You grew up for a couple of years there.
No, we were 11 before we moved to California.
I was
11 before I moved. Yeah, I
were
was.
Were you really?
Yeah.
I was 2, 1962. Come on now, that wasn't 11.
Anyway, my point, because I'm not making up my own facts, but
eight.
I have my own
You were 8, but go ahead.
Yeah, well, maybe. So we had warning systems, okay, sirens that would sound. I remember when the air raid sirens go off, we had to go under our desks because at that time we were still in the Cold War. Cold War,
or,
yes.
Whatever it was, yeah.
Well, when I come back, I want to play you a clip of one of the sirens of the left, because those sirens cause people to have certain kinds of reactions. Well, we'll talk about it when we come back.
Right. Yeah. All right. You're listening to Perilous World Radio. David and Alan Masters. Send us an email. Alan or David at FHU.com. Foundation of Human Understanding. That's FHU.com on the web. You can check out our website. You can hear our radio show there. You can also hear our Sunday conversations and watch them. They're videotaped. We invite you to come by and check us out. We'll be right back with more Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
But mostly I'm tired of the needless sickness and the needless death.
Du, meine Arbeit, für richtig hältst, ob du glaubst.
And the needless terror because this mentally incompetent, inhuman, dumb bastard has lied about this disease in 1,000 different ways.
Dass ich fleißig gewesen bin, dass ich gearbeitet habe.
Which in large part has been authorized to wallow and die in its own stupidity because of one man, one dumb bastard.
Dass ich mich in diesen Jahren für dich eingesetzt habe. Dass ich anständig meine Zeit verwendet habe im Dienste meines Volkes.
One selfish son of a bitch, one real life Major French, attacking the only hope we have.
Gib du jetzt deine Stimme ab, wenn ja.
The science.
Erinnern in unserem Zeichen wieder siegen.
Donald Trump should be on trial for 220,000 murders, death penalty for each count.
Und krieg für mich ein, so wie ich für dich eingetreten bin.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.
I just love this song, Deutschland. That's Herr Obermann. Obermann.
Obermann. That's evil. That evil man.
Now, I was talking about the sirens, the air raid sirens, and I remember those from when I was a kid in second grade. I remember we used to have to do these... test runs for get under your desk. Now, Jake Tapper is one of those people. He's a siren. That's what these people are. He's a Borg siren, okay? And he was talking about Donald Trump. He's out on the stump. He's out there. He's on fire, the man is. I'm talking about Donald Trump. And here's Jake Tapper trying to sort of rain on his parade. Listen to what he says about him being off in Breitbart land. Breitbart!
In terms of advancing his agenda for the next
four. And the other thing is, people on his team, and you were saying this earlier, Dana, people on his team wanted him to talk about the economy mm-hmm. tonight. They wanted him to talk about how he's going to be able to bring the economy back to normal after he deals with COVID, even though he's not really dealing with COVID, but that's a separate issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that this is an area where polls indicate he's still competitive with Biden, if not ahead. People do trust
it's the
him
one
more.
Area.
The one area.
Right. It is the one area. Now,
but all I was going to say is he didn't do it.
No.
He didn't do it. He was talking. He was off in Breitbart land talking about laptops.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of being off in Breitbart land, so was Tony Bobulinski. Oh, wait a minute. He was part of that. He was a part of it. But, you know, coming up in the last segment, Alan, we've got a guest, Nick Alexander. He's making a documentary called American Woman. He's a friend of our families. And I'm introducing this documentary because it's important, because one of the weaknesses that the left says Donald Trump has is in the woman area of suburban moms. And I'm going to tell you, there are a lot more suburban moms and conservative women out there than you can imagine.
Oh yeah, so no, I think you know they're all being won over by Donald Trump, which is interesting. Not all, but many of them are.
Yeah, and of course self-interest. I mean, look, what mom wants to live up in a world of riots and looting and murder and pillaging? Come on. In clip 23, Donald Trump Jr. really identifies the insanity of the left. Listen.
When people hear our message, we win. That's a no-brainer. Donald Trump's record of accomplishment is unprecedented in the U.S. presidency. But what we're up against is a mainstream media and a social media complex that's literally trying to censor real news from getting to people. They are just totally in the pocket of the Democrats. They are doing whatever they can to fight for them. And that's what we're up against. So we have to be on the ground. We have to be everywhere to bring that message to people, to make sure they understand what's at stake. And if you've been watching for the last week with what social media has done about, you know, Joe Biden's corruption and the Biden family being totally compromised by all of these foreign powers with millions and millions and millions of dollars that Joe Biden knew about and was in the meetings on, you know, when you see that kind of censorship, you realize that the First Amendment, you know, the basic rights of freedom of speech are literally on the table this election because big tech and mainstream media are doing whatever they can to make sure that people don't get to have a voice and that message can't be heard.
Boom. Mic drop. Exactly. Yeah. Right.
No kidding.
It's very, very sad when you hear the Borg collective link into the hive mind and start repeating the same talking points. It's almost like they distribute these talking points to the news organizations. It must be a mass Borg hive mind email. And then you flick around the channels to ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all the alphabets, and they're all saying the exact same thing mindlessly. They're actually making excuses for Joe Biden. They're actually manufacturing garbage and spewing it back at the people as if it's truth. When the truth is known, the truth will set you free. People that are clear thinking individuals will be able to see it. And I think that's what's happening. They are waking up. The people are waking up to what is being told to them, the lies that are being spread. People are, you know, we're not morons, as John Kennedy said.
We are not morons.
And it's really kind of funny. It's sad, because what's going to happen to our news media when this is all over?
Oh, I believe that there are going to be some, well, who knows? The Republicans are so weak anyway.
No, but maybe David, people listen, the world is changing. People are not going to be sitting down in front of their television and watching the news and hoping that they're reporting it truthfully, because the hope is gone. We don't have any hope. The only hope I have anymore is that, you know, when I watch Tucker, I'm thankful. I don't have to hope. I know that the guy is doing the absolute best he can to report the truth. And it usually is, like he said, with his, you know, report the other day he did with Bobulinski. Mm-hmm. He did it was 45 minutes of pretty much unedited. I thought even a few times, they could have edited that out because that didn't really matter. And they could have edited that out and that didn't, you know, but I thought it was brilliant that he actually just let the man speak. And at the end, he thanked Fox News because, you know, listen, he's an independent guy. And I have to imagine he goes to battle all the time with Fox News about what he can and cannot say, what he can and cannot report. And I think, you know, he does have the most watched cable network news in the history of cable. I mean, his numbers are gigantic. And it's because people trust this man. And please, Tucker Carlson, don't ever betray our trust, because you are the last hope in the news world. right now. Sean Hannity, nice guy, doing a pretty good job, but doesn't hold a flame to Tucker Carlson.
Laura Ingraham also does a great job, and so does Maria Bartiromo, and so do a few other people on the network.
A few other ones. Yeah, I think Maria does a pretty – Maria is the female version of Tucker. She just puts it out there.
That's
and
right.
Judge Judy – not Judge Judy. What's her name?
Judge Jeanine.
Jeanine. Yes. Judy.
Well,
People's Court.
That's a different. We should have some of those, by the way, some People's Courts.
I know.
Yeah, right?
Judge Judy. I'm still laughing over that. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, we're going to get our news differently, and I'm not sure how it is. Maybe it's, you know, just you're going to have to keep your ear to the ground, listen to shows like this. You know, if you agree with the kind of the premise of what we're talking about, we support a platform based on life, liberty, and justice.
Well,
and I mean, that's it's like if I say something wrong, please send me an email. Tell me. I make mistakes all the time. I'm not too proud to go, you know what? Last week on Thursday at 12 minutes and 58 seconds, I said this. I'll play it. And then I'll say, you know what? I was wrong. I was mistaken. But you know what? I'm not very often wrong. I hate to tell you. Unless you can tell me I'm wrong, please send me an email, alan@fhu.com. See, that's a way of trying to get them to send me an email. Yeah, I'm
very deceptive, Alan.
By the way, speaking of wrong, Nancy Pelosi, has made some horrible statements about the president. And in clip 20, she says something terrible. Listen.
This is a very sad day for our country. Within the past 24 hours, we've seen the president of the United States say in his delusional state, we've rounded the curve on this, we've rounded the turn. We haven't. We've heard his chief of staff tell us, what eyes wide open, as you said, this is a decision. They do not intend to control the virus. Over 8 million people infected, getting close to 250,000 people who have died. And now we know they never intended. It wasn't just ineptitude. It wasn't just politics. It just wasn't their defiance of science. It was a decision.
Defiance of science, delusional. And come on, really, I love what Laura Ingraham did. I mentioned this before. She had a banner that said, Biden, Harris, and it had crossed out Harris, and it said COVID. That's all they got to run on because they want to try to take emotion, inject it into the COVID issue, and make people hate Donald Trump because of this virus that Chinese unleashed on the world. Why don't we do that with the Chinese? Why don't we just make people focus on what the Chinese communists have done and what Bernie Sanders, who supports the Chinese communists, have done, and the left, the lunatic Borg left, who supports the Chinese communists. But no, they make it about Donald Trump because – and by the way, everybody's burned out on the COVID. Nobody gives a doodle about COVID anymore.
In Italy,
even though, yes, it's real. It's going around. But you know what? Nobody's going to live their lives around a disease. I was telling my wife the other day. You know
what?
They're never going to cure the flu. The flu is going to come around year after year.
Oh, wait a minute.
This is just another version of that. Yeah.
COVID cured the flu. Have you noticed you don't hear anybody getting the flu? They now get COVID.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, this is all a bunch of twisted up psychological warfare mixed with biological warfare. That it's brilliant. If you think of Sun Tzu, The Art of War, the guy that wrote the book, The Art of War, this is brilliance. This is China has inflicted upon us this biological war. And you know what? If it was mustard gas, you would know, and you'd say, oh, they're gassing us. No, they're bugging us with a bug, with a virus. And then they're making us turn on each other. It's brilliance from a standpoint of biological and psychological warfare. The Chinese have really done it to America. And the left is supporting it with all it can to use it. To use it as a gigantic crowbar to get through what they want. Sorry, we've got Donald Trump to the rescue. Big Superman S on his chest. Thank God for Donald Trump. That's all I can say. Vote for who you want, but thank God for Donald Trump. We'll take a break. I think you have a guest coming up next, David, right?
I do. Nick Alexander. We're going to talk about American Woman, the documentary.
All right. We'll be right back. It's Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. We'll be right back.
Cure Stress by Roy Masters, subtitled How Your Mind Will Make You Well. This book teaches you how to resolve your fear, anger, and guilt, and discover your true identity. Most of us are the sum total of our experiences. Another way of saying this is that we are bothered, burdened, and sometimes disabled by our past. Unless we learn to respond correctly in the present moment, the present merely becomes an extension of the past that we are already trying to leave behind. In the book Cure Stress, Roy Masters teaches the Cure Stress exercise, which enables the user to remain calm and patient in the face of extreme stress, confusion, and cruelty. Based on Judeo-Christian roots, the exercise will help you back to your center of dignity and understanding and show you how to remain sane, poised, and tranquil under the most severe trials and tribulations. The name of the book is Cure Stress by Roy Masters, available at FHU.com. That's FHU.com. Or call to order 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday, West Coast time. Also available at FHU.com, an article called Opposing Forces by me, David Masters. Stress and peace are quintessential opposing spiritual components of life, the yin to the yang. Living the gift of the present means learning to find your center, being objective, and having the strength to carry through no matter how painful or challenging that situation is. Being present means no outcome-based thinking, not letting anything that you want or any person or pressure determine what your principles will be or where your moral compass will point. The word stress in the human sense is almost always associated with loss and suffering. Available at FHU.com right now, along with many, many other articles. That's FHU.com, 24/7. Call 1-800-877-3227 or write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters. Here's your host.
Well, with us this segment is Nick Alexander. He's the director of American Woman. It's an important documentary that's being made about real women, real stories, those kind of women who have broken away from the leftist narrative and are speaking out. And if you want to check it out, it's incredible. It's www.AmericanWomanTheMovie.com. And they also have an Indiegogo funding project, which we'll talk about. But Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So tell me about your motivation. I know that the left claims that Donald Trump has weaknesses in suburban moms and soccer moms and women in general. But in your experience and in making this movie, have you found that there are a lot of women who are breaking their ties with the far left and the left in general?
Absolutely. It's really been a fascinating project for me as a documentary filmmaker. I've had the opportunity to speak with many different women on the topic of Donald Trump, on politics. And what we are finding is there are more and more women, conservative women, that are breaking the ranks with the leftist narrative. We have had the opportunity to interview Debbie D'Souza, Bevelyn Beatty, Emily Burning, and others. And what we are realizing is that there is a silent majority, particularly a female. And so this movie is all about sharing powerful, inspirational stories about conservative women who have been silenced, censored, persecuted, sharing their stories through film that will hopefully inspire other women to come forward and share their stories and impact their communities.
Again, it's AmericanWomanTheMovie.com, AmericanWomanTheMovie.com. Now, you know, when you say women that have been censored because they're conservatives, it reminds me of those people who were following Christ at the time, who were persecuted and even hunted as if they were criminals. And in a strange way, it seems like in America, if you don't toe the liberal narrative, that you are looked at by many people as being crazy. And I wonder how much of that you got into with these women that you've talked to about how they're being affected and their families are being impacted by the way that they are treated by the left.
It's outrageous. The stories that I heard from Debbie D'Souza, Bevelyn Beatty, Emily Burning, these women have faced tremendous persecution, whether that is in person, verbal, accusations, attacks, online. It's completely awful what has happened to these women, sometimes in their own families, families that, family members that can't, follow what they're doing and have practically forsaken them. But it's really incredible to see these women stepping out, and oftentimes in very dangerous places. We have figures, charismatic, Bevelyn Beatty, who is going across the country, around the world, as a conservative. She's charismatic. She's sharing truth. And it was such a blessing that I had to film her in Chicago just 2 months ago. We went to Planned Parenthood. Several churches came peacefully protesting right to life. And it was just phenomenal to film her and to see a real American woman acting and doing something that she cares about.
You know, I saw some video of a group of protesters outside of Planned Parenthood. I believe it was in Detroit or Chicago, that was arrested for standing there with signs, just for standing there. And, you know, the persecution is strange to me. The degree of the persecution is strange because these people are standing up for what they believe is right. This is America. We're supposed to have the right to do that. But we don't. We actually don't. We will pay a price when we stand up for what we know is right in our hearts. And yet people like Vice President Joe Biden get to get away with literally the most horrible things. So, you know, where are we going to go with this? Do you think that there's a rising tide of conservatism among women in general?
You know, it's for me, I'm young. This is my second documentary film, and I was a little skeptical, to be real honest with you. But after doing a few interviews and traveling the country and meeting women, and some who have already opted into the project, such as Abby Johnson, you might recognize her name. She made the movie Unplanned about her own life. There's others. And so for me, I'm realizing that there is definitely a movement, a conservative movement that is happening. And really what I found, David, out of all of these women, it is the moral values, the beliefs that they have, that they really believe in. And they are not going to allow the leftist narrative to continue dominating our culture. And so it's really going to be a fascinating project. And my goal is to fund this movie. We've already done 3 interviews with the women that I aforementioned, and now we're working hard to continue the production and finish it in early 2021.
So you have an Indiegogo site. What is the – how do people get to that? What's the address?
My best recommendation, David, is if everyone can just go to AmericanWomanTheMovie.com. If you just go to our website, there's going to be a red donate button, and then that will lead you to the Indiegogo page. If you go to Indiegogo.com, if you just look for American Woman the Movie, likewise, it'll pop up. But okay. Either way, you can find us online, AmericanWomanTheMovie.com.
You know, Nick, I'm sorry that we're out of time, but I'm looking forward to hearing more about this, and I suggest that everyone get involved, AmericanWomanTheMovie.com. Alan, I'm sorry I didn't get to have you get in on this questioning, but we'll have Nick back again. Thank you, Nick, very much. Go to www.AmericanWomanTheMovie.com. Alan.
All right, that's about it for this episode.
I'll have to go check out that trailer now.
It's very good.
I'm Alan Masters, my brother David. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of Perilous World Radio. I suggest everybody privately take a knee and pray for our country.
Amen.
Every day this week and next week too, and well, for the rest of your life. Couldn't hurt. See you tomorrow right here on Perilous World Radio.
You're listening to Perilous World Radio with David and Alan Masters.